Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
LNP 153, How Electronic Medical Records Contribute to Errors. In my previous podcast, Nancy Michaels talked about her experience as a patient and the possibility that there were medical errors in her care. We understand all about the imperfections of handwritten records, and we know that electronic medical records have their own set of issues. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. There are multiple ways in which users contribute to errors that can harm patients. First, clinicians may be overwhelmed by the amount of data and the choices they need to make to chart in an EMR. It can be very difficult to find key information on screens that are loaded with fields. Secondly, you may have learned typing in school, but some individuals don't get this basic training. Many individuals need to repeatedly take basic computer classes to learn basic keyboarding skills. Resistance is a third issue. Providers may resist order entry, use of order sets, or medication reconciliation. That complicates implementation. I'm aware of one oncology practice that had to maintain two parallel systems for recording data. This required the nurses to know which physicians used electronic medical records and which did not. This increased the burden on the nurses. Heated discussions take place among physicians about having a standardized order set for all of the orders. Physicians may dislike and resist using order sets that were developed. Many times, alerts are built directly off the order sets. If physicians don't use order sets and they choose to just write single order entries, they're not going to generate those alerts. They're not going to be able to ensure that clinical decision support gets used appropriately. I spoke to an orthopedic surgeon who told me that in one of the hospitals on which he's on staff, the physicians were advised that they had to complete mandatory training to use the system. Some of them balked at going through the training. The consequence was that their privileges were suspended until they got themselves scheduled for the training. This convinced them to go through with it. You may also find that doctors will give information to the clerk or the nurse and say, "Put this in the system for me," and walk away. Unless a facility or a healthcare system is going to implement an electronic record-keeping system wherein everyone has to play by the same rules, the facility is going to have gaps of information, and there will be negative consequences. Over-reliance on technology is a fourth issue. Many people think everything is in the computer. They forget that nothing replaces the valuable touch and thinking skills of a human being. Data entry errors can injure patients if the errors are not spotted. You've heard the expression garbage in, garbage out. We have a tendency to think that because it's in the computer, it's going to be accurate. Legal nurse consultants and attorneys know that's not the case. We're familiar with situations where people have unquestioningly followed misinformation in the medical record and turned off the critical thinking part of their brain. Here's issue number five. If you're reviewing medical records, you are seeing copy and paste. Some healthcare providers use copy and paste as a workaround. The copy and paste maneuver creates erroneous information. You might see, for example, a physician progress note that was not updated and simply repeated old data over and over. One that I saw said, "The patient is getting ready for surgery." The note appeared in the physician progress note day after day, well after the surgery took place. Copy and paste might have seemed like a time saver, but the physician was perpetuating information that was inaccurate and not up to date. Nurses might copy and paste from the shift before them. They might copy and paste their previous note. They can get caught up in rote charting, which also happens when they handwrite information. But they can do it faster on the computer by just clicking the boxes and not paying attention. A copy and paste from a previous day may ignore a change in the patient's condition. This is enough of a problem if the nurse is copying and pasting her own previous assessment. But it becomes more serious if she's copying the documentation of another staff member and assigning that person's name to it rather than her own. Before I continue with the show, I want to share information about a resource I have for you that gives vital information about medical errors. I have a one-hour audio training called Killer Cure. Listen in as I interview Elizabeth Bewley. She's a safety expert. She exposes the sources of errors in the healthcare system. Healthcare kills more than 600,000 people every year. That's the equivalent of the population of Boston. Elizabeth defines our hidden assumptions about healthcare, medications, and treatments, and why those assumptions put you in danger. She is president and CEO of the Perio Health Institute and the author of Killer Cure, Why Healthcare is the Second Leading Cause of Death in America, and How to Ensure That It's Not Yours. She was an executive with Johnson & Johnson for 20 years and became interested in patient safety after she had personal experiences with healthcare that almost led to her death. Order this audio training at http://lnc.tips/killercure. And killer cure is one word. That address is http://lnc.tips/killercure. Use the coupon code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on the price. The sixth issue is outdated problem lists. Patients develop a wide array of issues that need to be addressed electronically. The doctor needs to identify the primary cause of a patient's admission, the associated reasons, and the problems. Frequently, physicians fail to update the problem list. They may put in an initial diagnosis but not update it. The patient may have complications that the physician does not put on the problem list. Issue 7 is the amount of time it takes to learn and use the software. Compare that to picking up a pen and a form and checking off boxes and writing a quick note. Clinicians are very frustrated with the amount of time it takes to learn and use the software. There could be interface issues and delays in entering or retrieving information. Those delays could impact clinical care. The system may slow during peak charting hours. Patient safety focuses on the eighth issue, alert fatigue. We've all experienced it. We've heard sounds, beeps, colors, jolts of light, etc. Healthcare providers may find software alerts to be intrusive. Just like those annoying alarms on clinical equipment, software alerts can be overridden, turned off, or avoided. Healthcare providers may turn off those alerts that are built into the system. You may have been involved in cases in which that happened. An alert may flash if the patient's liver or kidney function is not compatible with a particular drug. If there are a lot of alerts built into the system, providers may have a tendency to click through them or tune them out without paying attention. This can also lead to medical errors. The healthcare organization may tackle this issue by putting hard stops, which prevent the provider from completing documentation without addressing the alert. A soft stop serves as a warning, but can be overridden. The last issue I'll cover is the transitions of care. EMRs for hospital records have fields to list the patient's next provider. who is the primary care physician assigned to do follow-up care? Many times the information is incomplete. Some hospitals enter the information to fill in the blanks. Chart audits show who entered the data. This after-the-fact charting reflects lax security and loose access to medical records. Now consider the errors that take place when the patient is admitted to a new care facility from the other one and information is missing or incorrect. It may be difficult to locate the correct information. I see the legal nurse consultant as invaluable in reviewing electronic medical records. You have the knowledge to spot the errors, the sequence of events that does not add up right, the possibilities of copying and pasting, or missing documentation. You are a huge essential team member in cases with EMRs, which describes the majority of medical records today. Next week, we're going to be focusing on medication errors when I interview Dr. James O'Donnell, a pharmacist and expert witness. I will be back with LNP number 155 to talk about medication errors and EMRs. After you stop listening today, check out http://lnc.tips/killercure for the details of Elizabeth Bewley's training about medical errors. That address again is http://lnc.tips/killercure. Be sure to go to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com to subscribe to the show. I will talk to you again soon. And check out the webinars, teleseminars, courses, and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, invest in the monthly webinars at lnceu.com for 2 webinars each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.